My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Jessica, let's talk about hell yes offers and how to optimize those offers for the most profits. You know, offers can be so confusing and it can be a struggle sometimes, you know. So how do we go about making them hell yes, attracting the clients we need, having the correct messaging and all that? I mean, you're the expert in this area and let's dive right in.
Thanks so much, Britt. I'm excited to talk about this. As anyone who's ever heard me on a podcast or talking about offers knows that I am hell yes about offers. And frankly, I think as business owners, especially established business owners, sometimes we lose that hell yesness. We're just sort of in it. It can sometimes feel like a grind and we're just sort of going through the motions. But when it comes to a business that thrives, not only thrives that consistently makes you money and really has that momentum, but also thrives for you as the business owner, you need to have a hell yes offer at the center of the ecosystem of your business. Now, for the people listening to this, we are selling things. You have offers. There's, right? It's a proven concept. But is it really hell yes? Is it the thing that is getting you out of bed in the morning? Is it the thing that comes across people's, you know, Instagram or Facebook or internet, and it makes them stop their scroll and really want it? Sometimes we get into this place where we're just sort of selling things and the business ecosystem is kind of out of alignment. So when I think about the hell yes offer, it really comes down to 3 important pieces. Number one is it calls in your people, not just any people, like your people. You know, those ideal clients that just light you up to think about. And it really focuses in on owning a specific problem. I know in the entrepreneurial space, we talk a lot about avatars. And of course, there are avatars. But the truth is that people think about you based on the problem that you solved. I mean, literally, when you have a toothache, we're not thinking Dr. So-and-so. We're thinking my tooth is hurting. Who solves this problem? Right?
Like so immediately.
Like right now, can I get in? I will pay you double. I don't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's really calling that person in by owning a problem. Like, what is the thing you want to solve for people and talk about all day long? When I switched over to offers, that's what it was about for me. I really felt like this was the linchpin in people's business. If you have an offer everybody wants, guess what happens? Your life becomes so much easier as an entrepreneur, right? People get called in, they buy it. You're not hustling for clients. You're not chasing money. It's so important. So what is that problem that people really want to talk about? And are you doing that? Are you owning that problem in your established business? The second part is really offering a compelling solution. I don't know about you all and maybe all the people listening to this, but I come across a lot of offers and a lot of businesses every day.
Yeah.
Some of them, many of them, it's just really not that interesting. Are you really giving people the thing they really want? Like if you're going to solve this problem for them, is it binge worthy? Like when they see it, they're like, hell yes, I want that. It's like a visceral thing. You know, is the offer kind of putting those two pieces together? Like, here's the problem and here's how I'm going to solve it. And people are like, yes, where do I learn more? You know, those types of solutions. And then the third part is really, I frankly think the most important part, but is it infused with all of your hell yes energy? Like, are you really excited about this? Because we all have been in the presence of people or companies, I'll just say, like, it's like shoe sale energy. You know what I mean? When people are just on fire about their offer, about the people that they serve, the solutions that they give people, and you can feel it. And buying and developing relationships with businesses is emotional. So starting with that hell yes, what lights you up? How do you want to put that together? Who are those people and what's the thing? And then really finding those people that want it too, versus many people go out into the marketplace, they look outside of themselves and they're like, I don't know, what do people want to buy today? Oh, widgets? Okay, I'll sell the widget. And then they go about selling widgets versus, you know what? I'm really hell yes about this thing And I'm going to double down on my belief and all the energy of that. And then I'm going to go find the people that want that thing too.
Mm.
And so when you create an offer like that, and again, for many of your listeners who are in an established business, it's there already. And it was there often when you started, like something got you excited to put that offer out there, but it's plateauing. It's not optimized now. So that often looks like people are hitting a sales plateau, or they feel like they're working twice as hard to create the same results they had, or they're burning out, like their team is sort of, you know, burning out, or they're burning out. When you're in that place, your offer is not optimized for profits and hell yes. It's not tight. So what I do with many people and what I do in my own business is I go in and I look for what is working really well and how do we make it work better? And when you tighten up that funnel, you take all those elements I just mentioned, you go and audit them, you look at them, you look at your assets, you see what's working, what is resonating with people, and you just tighten all of that up. What ends up happening is you generate more results. You get more revenue and profits from doing the exact same thing almost, right? It's like holding some of these pieces constant and just optimizing them. And that is how you make more money doing less. And you start to really see where the power is. And it brings all that momentum and all that intention and all that focus and all that hell yesness right to the equation. And frankly, it frees up a ton of time and freedom for you and energy and sanity, because you start to realize there are things in your business that are driving so much of those outcomes that you want. And that's where you need to be focusing if you want to grow, versus throwing everything, the sink, you know, the kitchen sink, all of it in the equation, trying to do all the things, usually mediocre, and then, you know, kind of not being able to do anything really well. It's like, what are you hell yes about? What's working? And how do you do more of that to create more of the results that you and your team want?
Jessica, thank you so much for elaborating and diving deep into that. It is so important to work smarter, not harder. Now, you had mentioned, you know, calling in your people, getting specific on the problem you're solving, coming up with a compelling solution. So let's talk about, you know, how do we know who our ideal, like we obviously probably have an idea of who we want to work with, but how do we get very clear as to who we're attracting into our business? To make that, obviously, once we have that hell yes offer and our solution available, to make it seamless for the sale and to grow your business and scale.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say it's multifaceted, but as far as who you really want to work with, it starts with you. And I know that a lot of business coaches, they have the frameworks, and I'm all about the brass tacks, and you need to have that to be successful. And you absolutely need to have it to optimize your business. Because at the end of the day, when you marry the intuition and the energy with those brass tacks and that data, you are unstoppable. But as far as your client is concerned, it starts with your hell yes. Like, who do you want to help? What problem do you want to solve? And going out there and engaging with those people. So in your business, are you helping those people? What are they consuming? What kind of data do you have around that ideal client if that's the person and the problem you really want to work with more? And then as far as making them move through that funnel more easily, it's looking at that data and making sure that the ecosystem around that offer is really tight. So for example, if you have a client that you are solving a problem with, for example, like if I'm focusing on offers as my, you know, my signature offer, then the question is, how are they coming in? Where are they coming from? What are they consuming? Mm. So that lead magnet or that, you know, free value or whatever it is it tight? Is it lock and key with your paid offer? A lot of times what we see is people are falling through this funnel, like it's leaky. There's these holes. Right. And once you tighten it up, they move through easily because they're consuming it. They're loving it. They're ready for that next thing. Sometimes it could just be very clunky where there are these gaps. And part of tightening this up is being a super sleuth around those gaps or having someone who can look at your business. Because let's face it, we're all in our business. We don't see the things. Or maybe we've thought about, we're like, oh yeah, I meant to do that thing, or I meant to change my lead magnet or whatever it is. But it's hard because it's you and you're like in the bottle trying to read the label.
Right.
Right. It's just normal. So it's being able to look at that journey very objectively. But the more you interface with your ideal client from that place of like, I love them. I want to solve this problem. These people light me up. And then really putting things in front of them. We all know this, trying new things, making calculated decisions. Again, especially as an established business owner, you have so much data. So how do you look at what is working in all aspects of that funnel and then take those things and really apply all of them? Like, just imagine if you had your like best lead magnet, best emails, best social media, you know, best networking, you know, event, whatever it is. And you just threw all of those things together in a really intentional way. So it's kind of like all of your best assets on board. Chances are they're going to fit together more easily. They're going to be more powerful. And it requires less input and energy on your part because there's a momentum and an alignment that happens on that journey when they all fit. Not to mention, as I joke with people, you are just in a full-on tizzy about sharing this stuff with the world because you can see it, right? It's a feeling that happens when people move through and clients are coming and they're buying and it's all really powerful. The messaging is resonating with them. You know, they're consuming the thing that you put out there. The groups or the programs that you form are awesome people and they're all gelling. It's like this magic moment. But here's the thing. It's not voodoo. It's really very intentional. And it starts with you and your energy and your hellness, yesness. And then it actually leans on all of the data and all of the information that you have because you're doing something awesome in your business already. And now it's time to like make that work even better. And it's just like at that point, you're just unstoppable.
Ooh, this is so good. Jessica, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for diving in even deeper. Now, I have a question going back to your journey. When did you decide, like, you know what, this is what I'm doing. This is the problem I'm solving. What was your journey like for you? And how did you pivot and shift into where you are today?
Yeah. So I started my journey as a business coach, really focused very much on mindset. I believe in the power of that internal environment, right? Because it is a mental journey as entrepreneurs. So I was very much over on that side of the equation. It was focused a lot on money mindset because I came out of being in corporate for 16 years. I interfaced with amazing people. And I looked around one day and I said, oh my gosh, there's all these awesome men and women, great ideas, capable rock stars. They are not making any money. Like, what the heck is going on here? And so I started to really pivot to focusing on that, like what is going on in your business and especially what is going on in your brain as you think about a business that makes a lot of money and not just a lot of money, but like as much money as you want. You're an amazing being. You could have any business that you want. And please, we look around at different companies and you're like, really? They're selling that thing? Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? So you really can have whatever business you wanted. So I started focusing on that. And then what I started seeing is after working with hundreds of clients is that when people dialed in their offer, so they had that thing that they were really excited about, their brain was on board, it was packaged in a very powerful way, they started growing very quickly. So now they're in belief, that mindset is locked in, and they have this thing that people want, they start to really take off. And so I then decided, okay, this seems to be like the center of the ecosystem. Let me really look at this. So I just started to experiment like many, you know, people did. I was like, okay, well, what if I focus in on this problem? Like the problem is you don't have a hell yes offer. Like you're not hell yes about it. People are not hell yes about it. What if we just focus on that? And so I started doing that. And it was like tripping through it. You know, it's taking all of your expertise. And I'm like, let's see if this, you know, model works. And being very transparent about that with people. You know, I sort of went out in this beta type of a way. And we started playing with it. And people, not only did they grow, but the thing that I loved is you could watch people get so excited. You know, when they're in like that energy, it's so fun. Right. And I was like, isn't this what it's about? Like being in business and loving it? Like what happened to that? Right. So I started doing that more. And I remember my coach saying to me, like, listen, Jess, if you're going to focus on offers, you better love talking about offers like all day long. And I was like, I do. I love talking about offers with people. And so I developed my framework around that. And then I started working with more people, and those people started to grow, and they started to grow into more established businesses. And then we really started focusing on growth and optimization of offers for profits. And I love those clients because they have a huge impact because of all the work that they've done and all the things that they've put out there and all that grit and all the blood, sweat, and tears sometimes. They're now at this place where they can really touch so many people. And I'm one of those people that love the energy and the momentum of that. So running alongside business owners like that and bringing those people together and really thinking about how do we do this better, but not in a heavy lift way, in a very, very intentional way. So we focus in. When we do these 90-day plans, we focus in on that one thing and get everybody behind moving that needle, because what we see is that's the best opportunity for growth. So the return on the investment of that time and focus is very powerful. It's like 10x rather than doing everything at 2x. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like you really hone in on the one thing and go dive in super deep instead of looking at every little shiny object, right?
Correct.
And actually do something that's moving the needle.
Yes. Yes. And as business owners, we know sometimes it could take a lot of collective energy just to move that one variable. Right. But let me tell you, when you do, and you have that huge, you know, effect at the back end, all those results, you really see the power of getting clear, dialing it in, and driving those results in your best opportunity, not everywhere. And then, of course, you can always layer on, because now you've got something that's working really well, and you're bringing in the cash, and you're getting off that plateau, and you're freeing up the time of your teams. And then it's like, okay, what's the next way we can like make more money, have more impact, whatever? And you just kind of keep layering that on. And people have so much more fun. It is so much more fun to do that than feel like you're kind of have all these balls in the air. And it's kind of that feeling like you're out of control sometimes. You know what I mean? It's just so much more fun when it's intentional and focused.
Yeah. And you know, it's so easy to get like burnt out, no energy, nothing's moving the needle when you're focused in on too many areas and just not focusing on the root issue. Right. I mean,
totally.
So important. And so when it comes to like messaging and, you know, creating the offer, especially, I know my listeners are 6 to 9 figure entrepreneurs, but for instance, for someone rebuilding an offer mm-hmm. from the ground up, or maybe it is considering, you know, building a new one or starting a business in general, what would be your biggest takeaway when it comes to that? How to go about doing it best?
Yeah. So to your question about the messaging, whether it is a new offer or an existing offer, we always go through the exercise of really dialing into that client and their problem.
Okay.
Because when we do that, we often see that there are gaps in the messaging. So because the hook is, how do you call in that person in the most powerful way? So we always go through that process of looking at that client, looking at the problem, thinking about the messaging. And then if it's a new offer, we're basically applying that to what solution do we create? How do we package it? What feels amazing? What do they really want? We're reverse engineering the offer to that person. If it's an established business where they've already had the offer and there's proof of concept, we take that exercise and then we see, where are there gaps in the optimization of that offer that we can infuse that messaging to power that offer in a more robust way? So either way, we dial in that, we go through the messaging exercise either way. For someone who's starting with a new offer, what we're going to do is reverse engineer that. So who is this person? What do they want? What do you want? What's the business that's hell yes for you? Where does this offer fit into that ecosystem? Or maybe if you're newer, what do you ultimately want as a result? And then we back into the offer from the result. So as an example, if you're somebody who, you know, wants to be on the road all the time and get in front of people and, you know, work with people in that capacity, the way you're going to package an offer and how it's delivered is going to be totally different than if you're like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to sell my course. You know what I mean? And right, the packaging is different. The funnel is different. Everything is different. A lot of times people are just like, oh, I'm going to go sell this thing. And they just throw something together without really thinking about what is hell yes for them and their business and making sure the offer is driving the goal. because that's really what you're in business for, right? It's a result that you want, a lifestyle that you want. And how do you meet people within that lifestyle? And then if it's people that are already established, it's just, again, looking at what is working, how is it packaged? Are there things we can tweak? Is there ways that we can make this consumable for people in a better way? Am I making it hard for people to buy from me? You know, how do we tighten all those pieces up? But I think the short version is you have to start with the end in mind and work backwards. And if you're somebody who has data to allow you to make some good calculated decisions in line with what your passion and your all those feelings are driving you toward, use it. If it's someone who doesn't have any of that because you're starting new or, you know, like an earlier entrepreneur, then it's really about what is your goal? How do we reverse engineer that offer and then put it in there so that it's driving your business in a streamlined way? But intention is everything. Like really holding on to that energy, being intentional, putting those frameworks in place. I think those are the things that are most important.
Jessica, this is incredible. I love what you do and, you know, getting down and deep into how it works and where the best place to start is and how to go about doing it, whatever stage you're at. Thank you for that, because I think it's so important to, you know, for those listening who are all at different stages to really understand of how to make this work. So I appreciate you coming on today. And Jessica, I do want to give you enough time at the end here to take a couple minutes to go ahead and talk about anything to do with your VIP days. I know they're coming up, which is super exciting. Guys, I can't wait for you to hear about this. And then also, please, the best way for my listeners to connect with you and any last bits and pieces that you'd like to share that we just didn't have a chance to cover, now is your time.
Awesome. Yeah. So as Britt alluded to, I have an offer called the Rock Your Business VIP Day. So in this vein of really marrying your hell yes energy and the things that light you up and all the fun of being an entrepreneur with actually getting results. I think both of those things, you put them together, killer combination. And so I don't know, for many of you, this year has been a wild ride. It's been just a totally different environment for many people. And so I started to dial up my hell yes factor when I started looking at what do my clients need and how do we get them the most powerful results. And what I created was this Rock Your Business VIP Day. And so what that looks like is it's taking this model of optimizing your offer for profits, and it's having an immersive experience of usually 6 to 8 hours in a specific location. And then at the end of that, after we've dialed into what is your best opportunity, we've created a 90-day plan for growth, we've gotten you crystal clear on like where are those gaps and how do you fill them to really drive those results, we celebrate. And I think this is a part where entrepreneurs so desperately want to do this, but we don't make it part of our business plan. And so after we walk away with all of this information and that blueprint to like go and hit the ground running, we actually go and we have an amazing dinner and we go and see a rock concert, because I, like my clients, love music and love concerts. And so we created a tour schedule. We most recently just went and did a VIP day in Vancouver, Canada. We saw Coldplay. Oh my gosh, if you have not seen
Coldplay. I'm so jealous.
So good. So good. I'm like, where else can we see them? Can we go to Europe? VIP days in Europe.
Love this.
Oh my gosh. But it is such a great experience to see people in both of those environments as well. Like, you can really work hard and play hard. And so I've been doing these VIP days. It's super fun. We have a tour schedule. We've got you two on there and Adele and all the other people. So you could check that out at my website. The URL for that is rockyourbiz.us. And so that's an awesome, great, fun, immersive experience. It gets you fast results. A lot of people that I work with, maybe for many of you listeners, you're like, I just want it right now. So that's my style. So we do that. And then you could find me on the interwebs in all different places at Jessica Diaguardi Miller on Instagram, Facebook. And then also I'm at jessicamillercoaching.com, which is my website where you can, you know, I have so many free resources. I have my own podcast called It's Your Offer, which gives a ton of free value about my framework and how to drive results. There's also an offer optimization scorecard right on my website. It's free. People can go in there and find out immediately how their offer really scores. Like, is it optimized for profits? Is it a strong offer? So all of those resources are there. I, of course, love to connect with anybody out on the interwebs. And yeah, I love being part of your community and all the communities. So I would love for people to find me there.
Jessica, thank you so much. I'm so excited to hear how the next VIP day goes or trip. Like, amazing. I haven't heard of that before with concerts included. So I love it. Everything about it. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come on my show and adding so much value, not only for myself, but my entire audience. Thanks again, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
Group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're a 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show like Jessica did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thank you, guys.
Hey, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.